Hi, I'm Kimberly Dawn. Did you know that God desires to use you for kingdom purposes? If not, well, it's time to get a clue. Here are some of my very favorite scriptures from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, so they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Isn't that lovely? Now, mind you, this prophetic word was written some 700 years before the Messiah was to come. It indeed has indicated the coming of one who would bring the word, bring it with healing for the brokenhearted, liberty to the captives, and freedom to prisoners. Now let's fast forward to the New Testament, and what Jesus left the disciples with was to go and do likewise in my name. That's a capital M in Jesus' name. You know, every time we bring the good news of the gospel to the world, there is the potential for amazing change in that person's life, should they accept it. But here is where I want you to envision just why you're here at this time, for such a time as this. Every single one of us has a sphere of influence. I love the picture of the stone being dropped into the water and its ripple effect that takes place as the stone hits the water's surface. We're going to use that to reflect on the fact that everything we do has some sort of impact on someone within our sphere of influence. I'm going to start with a typical day. You may get up with your spouse in the morning just like I do, and that would be your first encounter. Or it could be your children. I'm going to stop here, and we'll just see how much influence we have right there. Please, I know that we all have those days when we really don't want to see or talk to anyone. Oh, could be good old PMS, or maybe I stubbed my toe or stepped in cat vomit on the way to the bathroom. Well, everything doesn't always turn out right when we get up in the morning. Phew! And I am sympathetic to those kinds of things that can start a day off on a sour note. But here's the tough truth for both of us. We have a choice to make right from the moment our feet hit the ground, and that is we can share our love and blessings with those we share life with, or we can put a thud in their day. Can you see the huge impact that you have on your family? How much better to send them on their way encouraged with a blessing, to know just how much they're loved. So now we continue on and we can see who else we are impacting throughout our day. Well, they're our neighbors. Do you wave at them when you head out the door? Friends that we might talk with, text, or see as we go about our day. How about those work relationships? People we meet in the grocery and the post office. And that ripple just continues to spread wider and wider. You know, that just amazes me. Think of yourself as a change agent. And this is how it reads according to one of Merriam-Webster's dictionary editions. A change agent or agent of change is someone who intentionally or indirectly causes or accelerates social, cultural, or behavioral change. That's it. Have you figured it out yet? You are here for a specific reason, and dear one, it's not about you. I love what it says in Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do you see the difference that shining the light of Christ can make? Now that we have a glimpse on our purpose, we need to look at reality and see that all does not always go according to Hoyle, for we all have stuff in our lives that has played a role in making and shaping us. Hopefully, there's a lot of good, positive stuff, but for some of us, well, it's been a journey through the pit, and in too many cases, the pitfalls we have experienced or are working through have become stumbling blocks. Those may have developed into strongholds. Well, let's check out the meaning of a stronghold in the Hebrew. It can mean a castle, a defense, a fortress, or it can mean to be hunted, a net, or a snare. Interestingly enough, we see that it is a good thing for the most part. After all, King David declared that God was his fortress and high tower. But what about those last few meanings, to be hunted, a net, and a snare? Well, if you've been caught in the snare of blocked goals, unforgiveness towards another, generational sins, unforgiveness of ourselves, not believing who God says we are, or maybe pleasing man over and before pleasing God, I want you to stay tuned. We're going to see how these strongholds have or can keep us from moving forward into the abundant life that God calls us to live for Him. You see, my friend, a reminder, it's not about us. It's so about loving God so we can love others. Next time, I'm going to share with you from a time I almost gave up on God. It was one of the most difficult times of frustration and disappointment in someone I love very much, but for God. So you stay tuned.